Support for On the Scene comes from the Soundbar OKC Vinyl Bar Lounge, offering records and audio gear for purchase. Open Wednesday through Saturday evenings at 712 North Broadway on OKC's Automobile Alley. Playlists and more at thesoundbarokc.com.
This is On the Scene, giving you a look behind the curtains of Oklahoma's arts, culture, and entertainment worlds. I'm Brett Fieldkamp. It can be tough to find yourself evolving and developing as an artist when you're bumping up against the expectations or assumptions that you feel you've boxed yourself into. So what's an artist to do when their new influences and new aspirations feel at odds with the old name that they've made for themselves? Well, they join the growing number of local performers that are casting off the past and rebranding themselves to emerge newer, fresher, and wiser than before, even if they've already spent years driving one of the city's most vibrant scenes under an established and respected name. That's the case for the rapper, songwriter, poet, and community organizer rising from the ashes of the one called Original Flow, now newly christened and freshly formed as Flow the Wise.
I've been Original Flow since high school. I mean, at that point, it really is time for a change. You know, you got to be authentic. You have to be yourself. And I really took it in, and Original Flow became my moniker, and it has carried me for a very long time.
After more than a decade helping to drive the OKC hip-hop and arts communities with that original tag firmly in place, Flow says that a gradual evolution in sound and style and a greater openness to new influences and emotions made the change feel like a natural and necessary new step.
The reason why now is I really did feel like in my core it was time for a change. People have always said I had an old soul and all that kind of stuff, so I'm like, for me to finally adopt that into my being, into my name, you know, Flow the Wise.
For a lot of artists that tackle a rebrand or a name change, it's a way of granting themselves the license and the freedom to explore new sounds and to jump into new styles. But for Flo, that change has already been happening, in no small part because of his backing band, The Waves, marrying soul, hard rock, classic funk, and electronic influences into something unique, often unpredictable, and miles away from the more straightforward hip-hop that he started out performing.
My music actually changed first. I've been evolving, and I didn't even know it, to be honest. Original Flow is very, like, East Coast inspired, you know, just hardcore boom bap. And where Flow the Wise is a lot more inspired from neo-soul, funk, you know, a good amalgamation of, like, black music. But it's more than lyricism now, and I've expanded.
And that's the same wide stylistic net that Flo and his band are casting in their new recurring showcase series at OKC's Blue Note that they're calling House of Waves, providing a platform for other artists that are similarly exploring the outer limits of their styles and inspirations, with Flo and the Waves curating, headlining, and hosting, with the next installment kicking off Friday, June 5th.
The idea of House of Waves is really just like a homebrew, like, live session. It's also a way for me to introduce new artists. That's what I've always done, to try to give local talent the ability to perform, because I remember being a brand new wet behind the ears artist on the scene and had to work hard for my reputation. And I want to help to make sure that we have a network of talented artists that actually can have a chance to perform and to be booked for stuff.
Taking on that kind of responsibility for his community is part of the wisdom that Flo says inspired his new moniker. But it also comes from the understanding that age and experience bring, that he doesn't have to be all things to all people, or be constantly trying to prove himself or to justify his place in the scene. That was the original Flo. But now he's older, wiser, and more focused on what he can give back.
People are going to like me that are going to like me, and people are not, they're not. They're going to move on. Having that mindset allowed me to free myself from that burden. I feel like it's instead of a change, it's more of an evolution. I feel like I'm finally in this new transition of, like, a new perspective, you know, for Flow. And I have to take on this new identity, because this is what I've evolved into.
The next installment of the live House of Waves series, hosted by Flow the Wise, is Friday, June 5th at the Blue Note Lounge in Oklahoma City. For more, follow at Flow the Wise on Instagram. For On the Scene, I'm Brett Fieldkamp. Now here's Flow and the Waves with The Plot. Thoughts running through my mind as I'm scrolling this computer, conflicted with my purpose, insecurities, and surface. Like, was it even worth it, or am I even perfect?
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.